I went over there one day to see what Daddy was up to, and I couldn't believe it. There's this little girl in there. And there's Daddy. He got her on his lap. I don't know, she was about 16 years old, and Daddy's going bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Hoisty, hoisty, hoisty. I said, Daddy, what are you doing? He said, well, I called up the big brothers, and look what they said me. I said, wait a minute now. They never would send a man a little girl like that. What'd you do? He said, well, I called him up as Gene Greaseman. I kind of left the O off the G. No, I said, Mark, God, Daddy, so you mean to tell me they thought they were sending this over to a woodshop with anger? He said, keep your bowels calm. Boy, I ain't hurting a little girl. I ain't hurt you yet, little darling, have I? And she said, no, Mr. Greaseman-Ellie. As a matter of fact, we've had the best time. Why, just before we were outside, he helped me climb a tree. Of course, I couldn't have got up there if he hadn't given me a big boost. I said, yeah, I bet you gave me a boost. And Daddy said, yeah, my day. And he said, also we did the laundry, didn't we? She said, yeah, I got all dirty outside, so he made me take off all my clothes and wrap me in a towel and did all the laundry for me. And then while we were waiting for the laundry to be done so I wouldn't be bored, he hid some money under all the furniture and he made me crawl around, see if I could find those nickels. I said, yeah, with your towel eyes. She said, a coin. I said, Daddy. And then he took me out to buy a bathing suit. He challenged me to find the smallest one I could find, and he put his on, too, and he's got a smart suit. Daddy, did you put that Speedo on that you wear that you look grotesque and all bulgy and everything, and you put that on for that little guy? I can't believe, can I see you in the kitchen, please? Can I see you in the kitchen? So I dragged him into the kitchen. I said, Daddy, do you want to do time? Is that it? You are tired of living free. You are tired of being able to sit here and your lazy boy smoking a mentholated Tipperary or drinking a beer watching a ball game. You would rather be in jail squealing like a pig, huh? Is that what you'd like? He said, boy, relax. I ain't gonna hurt the girl. I said, Daddy, she's a young girl. He said, hell, boy, if she's old enough to sit at the table, she's old enough to eat. I said, Daddy, it's talk like that that's gonna have you behind bars. Now, what I want you to do is you walk out there, and you take that girl back, or however it works, you call them up, you tell them, come get that. And Daddy looked out the window and said, oh, my God. I said, what? He said, it's the lady. It's the lady from the Big Brother agency. Oh, God. They just dropped the girl off at the door. Now she's going to come up, ring the bell, see me here, wonder where Gene Greaseman-Ellie is. Find out it's Gino Greaseman-Ellie. My God, I'm going to go to jail, boy. Help me. I said, tell him you're Father Gino Greaseman-Ellie. If you're a priest, you're all right. That you here reading the Bible. Quick, get the Bible. So I handed Daddy a Bible. He ran out there with a little girl. Sat down next to her. Bang, the door whips open. It's the woman. I said, well, thank you very much, Father. I appreciate the help. You've been very supportive. Oh, hello. She said, hello, I'm Mrs. Fogelgrove from the Big Brothers Association. Where is Gene Greaseman-Ellie? I said, oh, Gene, another mix-up. Happens to the father all the time. Gets mail like that. Actually, no, it's Gino Greaseman-Ellie. But Father Greaseman-Ellie figured they'd rather send this poor girl home again. As long as she was here, he'd read her some Bible passages. And she said, Father Greaseman-Ellie, isn't there? Daddy sitting there with his T-shirt all stained, Tipperillo hanging out between his teeth. He's got the Bible upside down. She said, well, tell me, if you're a priest then, answer me this one question. Why was Lot's wife turned into a pillar? And Daddy said, hell, I don't know. Maybe Lot needed a soft place to sit down or something. I don't know about that.
Hey, Wash.